Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 73. Have you ever been lost? I mean really lost. When I was a kid, I think around the age of 8, I was lost, really lost. My family and I went to the beach for a day. It must have been the summer because I recall the sky being blue, the weather being warm, and lots of folks spreading blankets on the sand. The water was cold, but then again, it was always cold off the coast of Massachusetts. I was having a great time. My imagination was running wild, and somehow I lost contact with the place my parents laid the blanket down. I walked along the shoreline looking for them. The shifting of the tide didn't help. It was either rising or ebbing. I don't know how long I looked for them before I came to the awareness that I was lost and had no hope of reuniting with my parents. Panic grabbed hold of me. I must have been crying. A couple asked me what was wrong. I told them I was lost. They took me to the local police station. An hour later, the police reunited me with my parents. I felt safe again. When grieving strikes, it's as if we've taken a severe blow to the head and are not quite sure of where we are. We try to make sense of where we are, but we can't connect the dots. We're not thinking right. We're drifting. Our internal compass lost the capacity to point to true north. It's not long before we come to the realization that we are lost. We don't feel safe. When we're lost, there's nowhere to go. Nothing looks familiar. Panic sets in. What do we do? How do we find our way out? Who can help us? We're bewildered and traveling in a wilderness where we have not had much experience, if any. 3 mornings a week, I balance on 1 foot for 30 seconds, and then I balance on the other foot for 30 seconds. I repeat this process 3 times. The doctors and therapists tell me it's a good way to train the body to prevent falls. When we're lost and can't find our North Star, having emotional balance is important. It helps to ground us. Once we're grounded, we can begin to slowly heal and regain our strength to set out on our next voyage. Elizabeth Gilbert writes in Eat, Love, Pray, "To find the balance you want, this is what you must become. You must keep your feet grounded so firmly on the earth that it's like you have 4 legs instead of 2. That way you can stay in the world. But you must stop looking at the world through your head. You must look through your heart. That way you will know God." A heart view of the world gives us a much different perspective than a head view. A head view looks at pros and cons. It sees with numbers. It's digitalized. A heart view sees the world through felt experience. It has an intuitive grasp of what is happening that the head cannot understand. The head view tells we who experience grieving, "You'll get over it. Time heals." The head wants a map marking all the rest stops, gasoline and charging stations, restaurants and lodging places. The heart laughs and says the rest stops, gasoline and charging stations, restaurants and lodging places will all be there when we need it. The heart view knows we'll move on and healing will occur. But the heart also knows the road isn't the passing lane on the highway. The heart knows it's more like going to work during rush hour, where there are stops and starts, and patience is paramount. The heart knows we're lost, and in being lost, the heart knows we are finding our way. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Not until we are lost do we begin to understand ourselves." The beginning of self-understanding is a journey of self-discovery. It takes a wound to open us up to the process of self-discovery. When we recognize we are wounded, our wound becomes our teacher and points the way to our North Star. We don't have to fear our wound. It's not there to hurt us. It's there to help us. and open us to a new vision of what we can become. The Sufi mystic Rumi writes, "There is a voice that doesn't use words. Listen. The heart speaks through our wound and says, hold on. Life is beautiful. We'll find a way through. We're not afraid of what lies ahead. I'm not sure what lies ahead. I am sure that what life has put us through is in part preparation for our next great adventure. We were lost, and through our wound, we are found. We are now different in the same way a child who moves out of childhood into adolescence is different. We move on, as J.R.R. Tolkien writes in The Fellowship of the Ring. It is not despair, for despair is only for those who see the end beyond all doubt. We do not. No, we do not despair. We do not give in to our suffering. We know a bright new world awaits us, and we move ahead confidently, with faith that all will be well. Yes, all will be well. And we move confidently, listening to our heart and letting our heart point to our North Star. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Never quit. Never give up. Great things are coming your way. Believe it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.